This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers have advanced a bill to require trigger locks for guns in homes with juveniles. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on the arguments they heard in committee today.
Advocates for the Safe Storage Gun Bill say it would help prevent suicides and accidental shootings. Dr. Maya Haas with Children's Hospital said she's treated children as young as 2 for gunshot wounds.
A child in Colorado is injured by a firearm every 1.3 days on average, and one child dies every week on average.
But opponents of the bill argue trigger locks would make guns useless for one of their primary purposes, home self-defense. Eric Stone is a Teller County commissioner and certified firearms instructor. He says the state should focus on teaching kids firearm safety.
And that's what I think we should all be preaching, is to be responsible, not to hold people responsible after the fact.
Opponents also argue the trigger lock requirement is unconstitutional based on a 2008 Supreme Court ruling on Second Amendment rights. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Rocky Mountain National Park plans to reopen reservations for wilderness camping permits tomorrow morning after its system crashed. Users couldn't complete their orders this morning because of a software glitch. Park officials say they plan to reopen the system at 8 tomorrow morning. Normally, people could pick up a permit in person, but pandemic restrictions have moved the process entirely online. It is 37 and fair in Denver right now. It'll be a low of 25 this evening, a high of 59 and sunny tomorrow. This is CPR News.